We're live.
Good morning, everybody.
Good morning?
Well, I guess it's
morning. I guess it's morning for everybody else.
Good
morning.
That's just what came
into
my head.
It's not 4 p.m. on a Sunday.
No. We're actually putting out a podcast this week.
Yeah. Sorry about that.
Scheduling errors again. By scheduling errors.
We had Liam and his girlfriend move out of the house last weekend, and it was a little more chaotic than we were expecting.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, so we did not have the time really. But now we have a dedicated room.
Yes, that is so
which is
furnished and beautiful.
Not furnished at all. I hope this isn't super echoey.
Yeah, genuinely all that's in here is Ray has a desk.
Nothing on it.
I have a desk with my monitor and my sim.
And that's it.
And that's it. There's a box in here and that's it.
Once we get a couch and maybe another microphone, then
we're cooking.
We're cooking. We can film it. We can put it on YouTube. We can put clips. We can blow up. And then we can quit our jobs.
Hell yeah.
Pull that from the most basic casting couch.
Yes.
Yes.
100%.
So what's our timeline? Are we thinking...
I'm not putting out timelines anymore.
Are we thinking that we're going to quit our jobs and go to F1, like, in Montreal? Or are we thinking, like, Zandvoort?
Tomorrow.
You want to go to Miami?
Sure.
We're going to blow up by Miami?
I do not want to go to Miami.
There
is the one country that you can go to where there is, no matter how small the chance, there is a chance that you will be sent to an El Salvadorian prison.
That's very true.
Forever.
That is very true. And it's not even the best American race. If we were going to go to a race in America, we'd have to go to Austin.
I'd risk it for that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Not to get political. But, Jovi, how's the Corolla going?
Pretty good, actually.
Yeah.
Little bit of a delay on parts. We had some issues with that. But
whose fault was that?
I wasn't going to point fingers now.
I mean, initially it was my fault. Now you're waiting on parts that's Marco's fault.
Yeah, but it is what it is. The car's coming together. My aim was to have it running and driving and good for this Thursday. It's possible.
It's happening.
Yeah, I worry about, like, the drivability, though. You know, like, I think there's a lot of kinks that we've got to iron out with the car.
But it's better
really
to figure that
yet.
Out on the first event than the second one.
Yeah, but
you
don't
know that either.
Don't want to try and figure it out driving to the event.
But you could also, like, just put everything together and fire it up, and it's perfect. You don't know.
It's
rare,
when
but
that
it's
happens.
True.
I'm just saying, it could happen.
Have you ever had that happen?
No. There's always something.
There's always something. Even on, like, an engine rebuild,
there's
always something.
There's always something. That Subaru Legacy.
Oh, my God.
Backstory, we had Legacy come in, low compression. The engine was pooched. I don't remember exactly what it was. So a customer bought a new engine.
That engine sat in a field for, like, 2 years.
Yeah, so it needed a lot of work. Like, we had to...
We fully rebuilt it,
yeah.
Basically.
And we put the car together, and, like, I don't want to sound cocky, but I did the most amazing job putting the car together. I had no issues on fire up. And then Ali...
Or leaks.
No leaks, nothing like that. Ali from King Tuna came to do a tune on it because it already had a flash on it. And he had a cam sensor code. Then we went through all the diag. We were getting like an intermittent signal from it, so we checked the harness. Harness was good. Replaced the sensor. New sensor, didn't change it. Figured we've had this before from Napa where we've had a dud sensor, so we replaced the sensor again. Still had the issue. Tried a different ECU. Still had the issue. It ended up being, and I don't know where this thought process came from. But I realized that it was the alternator wire.
No, you did realize, because it was when you were wiring your car.
Yeah. But it was just like, I don't know how I didn't unlock this memory beforehand, but the alternator wiring was creating an AC signal back through the harness, because the alternator was bad. And interrupting the signal for the cam sensor. And we changed the alternator and no more problems.
It was fine.
Yep. So yeah, you can do everything to the most perfect job and like have brand new parts through the whole thing.
There'll be something.
There's always something. Like, so if you're ever building a car at home, always anticipate that something is gonna go wrong. You can spend $1 million and do it the most perfect way. Something will happen. Because you gotta think, you're piecing together a million little puzzle pieces.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, especially if you're buying all the parts new or getting them from somewhere, something is gonna happen to them at some point when it changes hands.
Mm-hmm.
Whether it's, you know, the guy dropping it off at your door, the guy that handled it back at wherever it came from, or you putting it in, something is gonna happen. So yes. if you ever make a timeline to build a car, you're lying to yourself.
Yes.
It's not gonna happen.
Hey, I've somehow met every deadline that
you
I've
tried to. You have, weirdly, yes.
Have I had hiccups on the way? Absolutely. But
you also figured out why your radio doesn't work.
Yeah, that's a good one.
This also...
I haven't tested it to confirm whether that's...
This ties into why your car didn't work the first time you built it.
Well, it did work. It just was
killing
alternators.
It just kept killing alternators. But still, it was a fuse.
Yes. There is...
I was joking around with him last night because I went up to the shop and he was showing me all the work he'd done on the car. And he's like, oh yeah, my ECU's down there and all my harnesses took a little bit. And I was like, did you check your fuses? And he was like, funny. And I was just being a shithead, just asking the question. He was like, actually, I am missing a fuse. And that's why my radio didn't work last summer.
And you know what's even funnier?
Hmm.
I'm pretty sure I pulled that fuse out to fix the alternator problem.
That would make sense, because you probably thought that's
a
not...
sense.
That's a fuse worth sacrificing. Like, who needs a radio? I need an alternator more than I need
yes.
radio.
So that's probably where that
fuse forgot about
is.
That 2 years ago.
Will I remember when I finish putting the car together this time? Probably not.
Don't worry, we'll remind you.
Yeah, I'm sure someone will. Everybody likes to remind me about that.
Yes. We're not going to do car news today because
something
really bad happened in Vancouver and we're not going to talk about that. And that's the only thing on car news.
Hot take. That was fucked up.
I don't know if that's a hot take.
I didn't know how far we were going to go into
it. Yeah.
I do have a little activity that we can do. Sort of like a little quiz for the two of you.
Okay, I'm gonna lose, but okay.
Yeah, probably. I only say that because it's F1 related
yeah.
and you're going up against Joby. Oh,
I wish Michael was here.
I don't know everything about F1, though.
We'll find out.
I wish Michael was here.
That would be amazing. I want you to play along as you're listening
yes.
to this. I was doing some Googling around, and there have been 775-ish F1 drivers over the last 75 years, because obviously back when it first started, it wasn't limited to 20 drivers.
Yes.
So there have been 775 drivers entered in Formula 1 over the years. 75 championships have been awarded to 34 different drivers. I'm not going to ask you to name all the champions, but I am going to say 20 of them are still alive today. Do you know which 20? Which seemed like a really high number to me.
That is a surprisingly high
like,
number.
You just think of...
To be still alive is...
But I mean, like, most F1 drivers retire in, like, their late... Like, the guys with long careers still retire in, like, their late 30s. Like, that's more than enough time
yeah.
to, like, have a whole other...
Joey's processing right now.
Yeah, I know. There was a couple, and I had to do this manually because I just saw like some headline or like some post somewhere that was like 20 F1 champions are still alive, and then I was like, which ones though? And like there's no cohesive list anywhere. There's like, here are the oldest ones that are still alive, and then I can guess the ones that are like still on
You're
the grid or have been.
Won a championship or won a race?
Won a championship.
Won a championship.
I can
okay, well,
if
Max
you want
and Lewis.
If you want, I can prepare oldest, like all the living race
no,
winners
please
for
do
next
not.
Time. But I feel like that number's going to be a lot higher.
Max, Lewis. That's all I got.
There's another driver on grid still that's won a championship. He won two.
Yes, Alonso.
Mm-hmm.
Vettel.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's actually
all. You have three more that you know.
Apparently.
Maybe even four. I count four names on here that you should know.
I gotta keep thinking. Joey, start naming ones off.
Okay. Hamilton, Verstappen, Alonso, Rosberg, Vettel, Coulthard. No, Coulthard didn't win.
Coulthard's not a champion.
No, Hakkinen, sorry. Schumacher is technically still alive.
I mean, he is alive.
That's true, yes.
What's his name? Mansell. Oh man, this is so tough. Well, technically the other Rosberg. Nico's dad.
Yep.
Not
technically. He is one of the ones. Yeah. He's on the list.
No, I just can't remember his first name.
Kiki.
That's it, Kiki. How can you forget that? Oh man, I'm having so many brain farts right now.
You've got about half-ish.
He said nine.
Yeah. There's...
Villeneuve.
Honey, all finished. Honey, you need to go lay down. I've been trying to keep it quiet, but she's literally been circling the room looking for attention the entire time we've been recording. Honey, finished.
Go lay down.
Go lay down.
She doesn't understand. She's like, all my people are here in the room.
Why aren't they talking to me?
The problem is I know all of these.
Yeah, you do.
I just can't think right now.
Do you want any hints?
Not right now.
Okay.
Stewart?
Yep.
Thinking is a really boring podcast.
I was just thinking.
Raikkonen.
Yep.
This
is my favorite part of the podcast is when we all go silent yes. and listen to Joey think.
Oh, God. It's like a noisy transmission. That is my brain right now. Man, why can't I think? I'm getting stuck in the 90s.
You have eight left.
Oh, man.
You've got, I think, like three or four left from the 90s.
I know.
You still have a 2000s boy left.
Oh, who won 2000?
No, 2000s, not 2000.
Oh. What year?
Oh, I can't tell you that.
You got Alonso, you got Schumacher. Lewis won 2007. Who's 2008? Button 2008.
Button.
Didn't Button win 2009 though?
Yeah, that's what I just said.
2009. Okay.
Raikkonen was 2008.
He snuck in there.
Yeah, because he was on track to win 2009.
Yeah.
And also 7.
Yeah.
What is he at?
He has 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 left.
Oh, God. That's a lot.
The 90s. Who won in the 90s?
They're F1 champions. So they're all
Prost?
Yeah. They're all pretty big names. I was going to say. You got
6.
80s. Lauda's not around because he won 86.
But he's alive.
No,
he's not.
He died a few years ago.
Oh.
It was on Drive to Survive.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Yes, never mind.
Oh,
I saw a clip of him the other day, that's why.
I think he was the most recent champion to pass away.
I got a hot take when it's...
When it's time?
When we've passed this.
Are you going to remember it?
I hope so.
You might be here for a while because I'm really struggling.
You've got...
Did I miss anybody in the 90s?
Yes, I think so. I don't know all of their years, but I think at least one of them won in the 90s.
Because you had Hakkinen, you had Schumacher.
Okay, while Jovi's doing this, I'm going to give everybody a cooking tip.
Is this your hot take?
No.
Okay.
This is just filler.
Okay.
While we're Jovi's just vamping. Thinking, yes. Go buy some Pillsbury cookie dough. And then go put it in the air fryer. Not the whole log, but...
Well...
Chunks. I haven't tried the whole log yet. If you want to try and let me know.
It was just at the store.
Ah, fuck. Pillsbury cookie dough, put it in the air fryer for 5 minutes at 350. They are the best cookies you will ever eat.
What else can you do with it?
You can make mega cookie. You can stick stuff in it, like score bits. Been experimenting with that.
We put Nutella
in. I think, Nutella was... Peanut butter? Nutella was pretty good. Peanut butter was pretty good.
Peanut butter was good.
Score bits are my favorite, but it can't be too many score bits.
It just gets too chewy.
But you, like, roll the ball in it, so then they're on the bottom, too. And then it gives it some structural rigidity.
I like that.
Because they're pretty soft.
We tried these, like, caramel chips.
Those were actually really good. Yeah. I should have bought more of those. Those were really fucking good.
There's still some in the...
Is there?
Yeah.
Oh, I thought it was done.
No.
Well.
No, what we're doing later.
After the podcast.
Okay, I might need a hint because I'm really struggling.
Okay, one of them is not a father, but close to a father of somebody on the grid.
That was the most cooking or food-related thing on this podcast that wasn't soup-related, I think, we've ever had.
I mean, it's not called Good Scoops and Hood Cookies or whatever the fuck.
No, it's definitely not called that. Whatever the fuck our podcast is called. Oh yeah, welcome back to Hood Good Soup and Hood Scoops. Forgot to do an intro.
Is it an uncle?
No, not an uncle.
Close to a father.
Well, like a father.
Like a father figure.
Minus the abuse.
Did Yoss win?
No.
Yoss
sucked.
I thought he did.
I don't even know if he got a top 10.
That's why I was confused.
That's why it's not a father. Like a
it's
father.
It's like a father.
Minus the abuse.
Toto? Did he? He didn't do shit either, did he?
Toto didn't even make it to F1. Nor did Christian Horner. Oh man, why am I struggling so
I don't
hard?
Know.
Who?
He's about to be a grandfather.
Who is the one?
Piquet.
Yeah, Nelson Piquet. Who's the one?
And now he's got five.
There's five left.
Oh, you're still alive.
There's another big, like, family name on here.
Oh my god.
Honey, finish.
Why can I not think of
these
who it
damn
is?
Dogs?
Do you want country?
Yeah.
You said, do you want? And Honey was like, yes.
You have an American, a Australian, I believe, a Brazilian,
Ayrton Senna.
Yes, the famously still alive F1 champion.
Very famously still alive.
A Brit and I think another Brit.
Two Brits. I already said Mansell, didn't I?
Yeah. Which I didn't know that he was still alive.
Oh yeah. He drove his old Williams the other day.
Yeah, that's right. I saw that. Yeah. It was pretty cool. He was very frail.
I clearly did not see that.
It was terrifying.
Does he still have the stash?
It was cool.
Oh yeah. Oh, very much so. I think he was born with it, honestly.
Yeah, that's fair. Just the way that they, like, talked about him and his wax figure in the Grand Tour just made it seem like...
Oh, yeah,
like
he's like
it was a very long time ago.
I have another non-car-related thing to ask Mac.
Ooh, okay.
Have you ever heard of the levels of gayness? Now, this is mainly speaking about women, or men, sorry, that are gay.
Oh, this is hilarious.
Jovi said. Did you show that to her?
No,
okay. No.
So there's, like, platinum, gold and some other ones.
You keep thinking.
So, platinum. That platinum's the only one that I actually know.
Is platinum, like, most gay?
Yeah.
Okay.
Platinum is, you were a C-section baby, and so you have never, never touched a vagina.
Okay.
Yeah. Have you ever heard of that?
Is
that
no.
a thing in the gay community?
I mean, I've been out of the game for a few years.
Yeah, that's fair.
So.
But I mean, like, that doesn't apply to women.
I guess it doesn't really apply to women.
You
can't be platinum.
Well, no, you can. You have to be born
with
a C-section.
Oh, that's right.
Touching vaginas right
that's
out of the gate.
Right. That's yeah. right out of the gate. You're right.
Yeah.
Interesting.
The gate being a vagina.
Anyways, car stuff.
Come on, you got five left. There's another big name.
Oh,
another
man.
Big family name.
Oh, fuck. I know this too. Andretti.
Yep.
Wasn't
even the one I was thinking
of. That was a Brazilian, right?
Nope. That was the American.
They're American? I thought they were Brazilian.
Andretti?
Yeah.
Maybe I'm just thinking because the F1 team was going to be American when they joined.
I'm pretty
it
sure.
It doesn't sound like a very American name.
No, it sounds like an Italian name.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I think Andretti's Brazilian.
I think he's...
Okay, well, maybe there's another
first
Brazilian.
Name is Mario. If he's not Italian...
That is a fair point.
Oh, man, two Brits?
He's American.
He is American?
He is American.
You were
okay,
right.
So I have a Brazilian left.
He named his child Barbie.
Yeah.
Mario and Barbie.
Yeah, they're going after icons, I guess.
Sounds like a weird
with
movie.
With Michael, Jeff, and Barbie?
Yeah.
Okay, you got the American.
So another big name?
Another big name.
Oh my god.
There is a family member in the Junior series.
Oh my god, I don't even know.
Yeah, you do.
The nationality?
Brazilian.
Aww. I don't even know.
Yeah, you do. I know you do.
Well, I know I do, but I can't do that right now, apparently. So I got two Brits, Brazilian, who has family still racing in a Junior Series.
Yep. And an Aussie, I believe.
An Aussie.
I could be wrong about that. Let me just do a quick Google and make sure I'm not.
Does the Aussies... No, he was American.
Aussie.
Yeah, no, I'm just thinking about... this one guy that won a championship.
The unfortunate part is that nobody that listens to this podcast is as into F1 as any of us. So nobody right now is screaming at their radio.
No, there's definitely someone that's Googled it.
Yeah,
and
that's true.
Screaming at me.
Okay, I was incorrect. One of the guys that I thought was a Brit is actually a South African.
What the fuck?
Oh, shit.
Yeah, you were close.
Shit?
You're close. It'll make sense. It'll make sense when you get it.
No, it's not working.
It's a smaller name. This one I would give you a freebie.
Shit.
Shh. Imagine Sebastian Vettel saying it, like from the video where he names all the champions.
No, it's not ringing any bells.
This one I would give you a freebie because. Do you want the year?
Jovi's crashing out right now.
He raced from... Oh, he won it in the 70s.
He's still alive?
Mm-hmm.
70s?
70s. Yeah, he's 75.
Because...
He's got six kids.
Did he drive for Ferrari?
He did drive for Ferrari. I don't know if he won with Ferrari, but he drove with Ferrari.
No, he won with Ferrari. I know his face. Reganazzi?
Nope.
No?
Nope.
Is he not alive?
I don't... If he's a champion, then I don't think so, because he didn't come up on my list.
What year did he win?
79.
79?
When he retired in 80.
Oh my god, who drove for Ferrari?
This might be the
it
most
was Reagan, Nazi, and Louder for 74 to 77, I think. Who came after that? Oh my god, why can't I think?
I don't know. First driver's champion from Africa. The Ferrari was the 312 T5.
Yeah.
He had 10 race wins, 3 poles, 5 fastest laps, and 33 podiums.
Damn.
He
cleaned up.
Worked as a broadcaster. He founded a weapon simulation business.
What?
And then moved into...
He was such a weapon on track.
And then moved into organic farming.
That's... Interesting.
A South African organic farmer. That's...
That also founded a weapon simulation business.
That's not a...
He has 2 sons who are racing drivers.
That's an interesting resume.
What are they racing?
One of them is an Indy, and the other one raced in Euro Cup Formula Renault and British F3.
Yeah, that doesn't help much. Fuck. Oh, this is driving me insane. I got 3 left.
4.
So one's a family name that's... Mm-hmm. No, that's the Brazilian.
The Brazilian is a family name who has family members still racing in the Formula Series. This guy is the first African to win championship and has something to do with... And then you've got still an Aussie and a Brit.
Did Weber win?
No.
No. Yeah, there aren't even that many Australian drivers.
Just... No.
No, I know. You got Brabham.
Oscar Piastri.
The Australian drivers you got.
Soon to be 21.
This time next year.
Yep. I'm calling it.
You got Brabham, McLaren.
No.
Yeah, I'm just listing Australian drivers.
No. McLaren was a Kiwi.
Oh, technically, yes. He was a Kiwi, yes. Man, the one Australian, he's got a really simple name, doesn't he?
Mm-hmm.
It begins with a J, his first name.
No.
No? Jones. That's his last name, Jones.
Alan Jones.
So there's 3
that
left.
That is a really
3
boring
left.
Name.
Yeah.
That's like a default credit card name.
Because for a minute, I was thinking he was the American. I was like, oh man, that's the American, like I... The name's like in my head, like J, like super basic name. But no, he's the Australian. So I got...
You got a Brit.
Brit.
Who is like a classic Brit. Classic British racing family.
Oh my god.
And he's still around. You see him on the grid sometimes. I believe he's from the 90s.
From the 90s?
I think so.
Oh, come on, I've heard you say that fucking name before.
I know.
I really want to just give you hints.
It's not Stewart.
Yeah, he's from the 90s. It's not Stewart.
I already said Stewart. And he didn't win in the 90s.
Broadcaster won 22 Grand Prix.
Come on. I think, didn't he drive at... the Festival of Speed?
Probably.
Because Brand was not a winner.
I want to give you some hints, but I just feel like all of them are just going to give them right to you.
Did he win 92?
Nope. Won in 96. Yeah.
He has 22 wins, 42 podiums, 360 career points.
I believe Williams.
Williams?
Yep. Oh, no, sorry, 96 with Williams.
His first win was 93. His first entry was 92. It was the Hungarian Grand Prix in 93. His last win was the 98 Belgian Grand Prix.
He did a stint as the president of the British Racing Drivers Club.
come on.
I know, I'm struggling.
I have heard you say this name
so many
times.
There are two really big hints that I could give you that might let you get it.
You might have to at this point.
Okay. One of Schumacher's main rivals throughout the 90s.
That doesn't really help much.
In 1991, he drove Formula 3000 and also was a test driver for F1.
Okay, do you
want... That matters.
Do you want the second hint?
Sure.
It's a big one. I'm trying to... He was
mostly Williams.
I'll try to word this in a way that doesn't entirely give it away. But he is also the son of an F1 driver.
Clark.
No.
Fuck. I'm struggling.
I want to just describe what his last name is, because his last name's a word.
His last name is a noun.
It's a noun. It's not a...
It's not like a name.
It's, yeah. His first name is
barely a fucking
name.
Do you want
name.
Another strong hint?
Sure.
He's the son of an F1 champion.
I know who it is. I just can't think of the name.
And
it's driving me nuts.
I know.
I can see that face in my head.
Do you know the dad's name? Also an F1 champion, not alive.
No, but I can see his face too. He drove for Lotus, right?
I don't know.
Man, why can't I think?
The son of Mr. Monaco.
I know. No, I can't.
He's the son of...
What do you go up?
He's the son of the only man to complete the Triple Crown.
No.
What do I go up?
Yeah.
That's a bad way of describing.
What is Pike's Peak?
Mountain?
No.
Hill? Graham Hill. No, it's not Graham Hill. It's
You're so
bad.
Close. If you just said Hill, we would have given it to you. Come on!
Oh my god.
I should have waited.
I don't remember his first name.
Until we had a video podcast of this.
I know.
Because every time the light bulb switches on for Joby, he literally completely changes. Damon Hill,
oh my god.
God.
And I can see his face clearly now. And I know.
Good thing you moved to Canada.
Yeah. Oh my god. So I just have the Brazilian with a famous name?
Yes, and the South African.
The South African.
Shh. Whatever.
South African.
Shyster.
Yeah.
Shanini?
Nope.
Schultz?
Nope.
No, that's Andrew Schultz. He's a comedian.
I think that was an F1 driver called Schultz, too.
Hmm. Probably. There were 775 of them. So probably one in there.
There were only 20 that won championships and still alive.
And only two that you haven't named.
I was so mad at the Damon Hill one.
That was really disappointing.
That really, really pissed me off.
Maybe I should have given you a heads up that I was gonna do this bit.
Yeah, I would have been better prepared.
I was a little bit worried that it was gonna go too fast, and then
Definitely is not.
I'd be pondering for 30 minutes. That's too much brain power. Oh,
Shania
man.
Twain.
Shania Twain.
Let's go, girls.
I don't know. I can't think right now.
Do you want a first name?
Yes.
Jody.
Oh, come on!
Jody Scheckter?
Yeah.
Yes. Okay, this one you have to... I've heard you say that fucking weird-ass name before.
And
it sounds really Italian, too, because this one's Brazilian, right?
This is the Brazilian.
Yeah, this also sounds very Italian.
I think there's two junior drivers with this name.
Yeah, I think you're right, actually. Yeah.
There's at least one, there might be two.
Yeah.
I can't think right now.
I have heard you say this name.
I know, I've
probably
said it. Because I've listed all the champions at one point.
I mean, okay, Vettel. That'll be your challenge next week.
No.
Yeah.
I can't be put under this pressure.
Last name starts with an F.
How many Brazilian champions?
Come on!
I don't know.
Well, start listing them.
Say an Italian last name that starts with F.
All I can think about is Ferrari right now.
Fair enough.
That's got Senna, got Piquet.
I don't know everybody's nationality very well.
I would have thought this.
That's obviously because I got Alan Jones mixed up as an American.
And you thought Andretti was the Brazilian.
Yeah.
He's the American with the Italian name.
Begins with F. Has two sons racing right now.
Not sons, I don't think.
No grandsons?
I think so. Would it help if you knew his teams?
Probably.
Why is there so much of him in a Haas jersey? That's...
Raced in the 70s. He's a double winner with Lotus and McLaren. Two-time winner of the Indy 500.
But he didn't win Le Mans, did he?
Nope.
Look at those fucking sideburns. Holy shit.
I can see his face.
He looks like a werewolf.
All I can think about right now is Ferrari and Fangio, and I know that's both wrong.
His grandson is driving for Haas? Is he a reserve driver for Haas? He's got a bunch of Haas merch on in every picture. He's 28.
Honestly,
he's an IMSA sports car championship.
I'm not going to get it because I can't think.
He was at Lotus with Jochen Rindt when he died. And became Lotus's lead driver because Jochen died.
I can see his face in my head.
You should see the position that Jovi's in right now.
He was at one point the youngest champion in F1 history.
Begins with F. Can I get a first name?
No, because it's too, obvious. I can give you...
His grandson's first name is Pietro.
Fittipaldi.
There it is! A Fittipaldi! It sounds so Italian. Okay, hot take. I think that the Mark V Supra is the perfect...
car.
No, the perfect...
Supra.
So wrong on both points. Oh my god.
Predecessor? No, that's before.
Decessor?
Decessor?
No.
That's not a word.
Descendant?
Descendant! I think the Mark V Supra is the perfect descendant of the Mark IV Supra.
Yeah.
It's pretty good. It's really good. And, okay, here's the thing.
Counter hot take. The Mark V is an excellent descendant of the Mark IV. But imagine if they just kept making the Mark IV.
But that's what the Mark V is if they kept making the Mark IV. It is the same thing but modern. It's the same shape. It's got the same, it's comfy. It's a grand touring car. It's everybody compares it to fucking track times and shit. Like that was not the point of the Supra, for one. It's the same shape, which I think a lot of car manufacturers don't do when they bring back a car.
Yeah.
It's like, you could put them next to each other and like, no shit, that's a Supra. Everybody bitches about the engine being made by BMW. The 2J wasn't made by Toyota entirely. That was Yamaha.
Yeah, Yamaha.
Like, also did that. Like, and they did the same thing. Yamaha built this thing and then they perfected it with reliability. BMW built that engine and then Toyota made some tweaks for reliability. It's the same goddamn thing.
I think part of the problem...
Missing the manual when it first came out?
Yes.
100% yes. But they remedied that, and I think that mainly they wanted to release the car, but there was no manual that would work with it well enough.
Yeah.
Is, I think, the problem there. So they've remedied the manual now.
The auto option was a good option.
It was still a really good auto.
The 8HP is...
Yeah. It's an incredibly good transmission.
And, like, especially with the technology we have now where we can do, like, a simulated clutch.
Yeah, clutch by wire.
Yeah,
so cool.
It's not how I would like to drive, but it's a really cool concept.
It's a very cool concept.
It's nice to see that. But yeah, like...
That's my hot take. I think it's a great descendant of the Mark IV Supra.
It
was everything it needed to be. And it is a really good car. I really like Mark V Supras.
I just think, like... I don't know, like, I just don't like the hype between the Mark IV and Mark V. I don't like the hype on them.
I agree. I think Mark IV Supras are very overrated.
They're dog shit.
They are kind of dog shit. They're heavy.
Hot take.
Like, the only good thing about them is that the engine that came in them, you can make really fast.
Yeah.
That's, like the coolest part.
You can...
You can make them somewhat pretty, but they're not the prettiest cars.
Max Arido proved a point that you could make them a very good street car, but everybody that owns one
does the exact same thing.
Yeah, they all go for 1,000 horsepower.
A million horsepower in it.
Early 2000s. Fucking bead locks. Fast and Furious.
I'm okay if you do that a little bit.
I think you've got to do some style with it, you know? Like,
I agree, though. I think they look...
I mean, if your Mark IV Supra doesn't have underglow, what the fuck are you doing?
They look so good wingless. Yes. Nobody fucking makes them wingless.
They
look so good wingless.
And the
big chromies wingless, they're fucking gangster cars.
Oh man, what's the kit on Max Arida's? Why can't I think of the name? Names are not my forte.
Apparently.
But the kit on Max Arida's is gorgeous.
Yeah.
It really highlights the way the car looks. And it's like, and everybody's like, oh yeah, like, well, it was JGTC champion. Like, it was an absolute weapon back then. It killed Godzilla. It's like, yes.
With a four-cylinder.
With a 3SGE,
yeah,
essentially.
Essentially.
It was technically called the 503E and only shared some things with the 3SGE.
But still.
Yeah.
Bro, if you were going to make a street car of the JTC car, the Tom's Supra,
yeah,
it would be with a 3SGT.
Yes.
That's how you would build that car if you were building
right engine
It's 100%.
You know the 503?
That's a hotter take, maybe.
Was developed in the States.
I did not know that.
Bro can't remember Emerson Fittipaldi, but he can remember engine codes from the 90s.
From a race car in the 90s. Not even like an engine you could buy.
It was so iconic. It's
not an engine he will ever touch.
So is Emerson Fittipaldi.
Yeah, the 503E was just like, well, it's easy to remember. I remember Fittipaldi. I don't know why I forgot it then.
Yeah. You got so much proof that you remembered Fittipaldi.
I was talking about Fittipaldi the other day.
I know.
And you didn't remember it? No. Well, on air.
Yeah,
when it counts.
When it matters.
But yeah, the 503E is a wicked engine. And guess what? It descended into.
The 3SG.
The beams.
Yeah,
only,
that's what I said.
Only Jovi could connect a Mark V Supra to a Beams.
Did you imagine?
Okay,
God,
let's see if he can connect this next hot take to Beams. I did not agree with this, but Michael changed my mind, because Michael and I were talking about this. We were talking about cars, like, reimagination of cars and, like, descendants like the Mark V Supra, the Mark IV, or, like, R35 GTR to the old GTRs, the R34. The NSX, the new NSX, I, at first, when we started talking about this, I thought it was a really cool car. I really like the new modern NSXs as a car, but I thought they didn't take the NSX name how they should have. But Michael changed my mind because, one, they kept the same general shape, which I like, but two, the original NSX was kind of just an engineering experiment.
Yeah.
They just did whatever they wanted. They were like, we're going to build a supercar, but it's going to be a four-cylinder or a six-cylinder NA car. Like, it didn't really make a lot of sense. It was just kind of Honda trying to do something.
Yeah.
Which was the same as the new NSX. They were just like, hey, we're going to experiment with hybrid technology for being quick and just dick around and make a mid-engine supercar.
They did it.
I
agree, and I think they did a really good job of it. Like, it looks nice.
I wish those cars took... People now are realizing how cool those cars are. But, like, that car came out in, like, 2016 or something.
Yeah, but everybody does that.
They're still cool. They're still, like, a good hybrid supercar. But they're, like, old. They're really old. Like, that's old tech. And it's still really good.
I think the biggest problem with like a lot of cars now, like GR Corolla is a perfect example of this. There's too much consumerism in them.
Yes.
Like you lose the raw like the driverness of the car. Like
yes.
Not everything has to be for everybody. Like a suburban mom of four doesn't need to be able to use a like the GR Corolla.
But that's that's essentially what they build it for.
A little
That's what they're trying to do with everything. Like every new car that comes out, they're like, are you 19 and this is your first car and you want something that goes really fast? Here
you go.
Are you a divorced dad going through your midlife crisis? Here it is for you. Like,
but it's like, I think the best example is the FRS 86 BRZ chassis.
Mm.
That is the best example of how you do a car right. It was very basic aids, like driver aids on it. You had traction control, ABS,
yes,
and stability control, which all can be turned off properly.
Yes.
You
had to try really hard to get an automatic.
The creature comforts were very basic. Like, rear view cameras are a legal requirement now, so that had to be in the car anyway. Airbags were minimal. Seating was minimal. There's, like, you got your basics, AC, heat.
But it still had the, quote, back seat.
Yeah. For insurance.
Insurance back seats. Those are my favorite. I love insurance back seats.
As far as, like, interior and everything, it was relatively primitive. Like,
it was a driver's car.
Yeah.
It was a driver's car.
But, like, look how many sold. You see them everywhere.
It's the new S chassis. I don't know if we've talked about this on the podcast.
Yeah, absolutely the new S
chassis. It is the new S chassis.
Mm-hmm.
Give it, like,
I hate people that say the rear end is really fucked up.
Give it, like,
chassis.
3 years, and they'll be dirt cheap, and they'll be... It'll be the golden age.
Oh,
I cannot wait.
They are already cheap.
Like, it's a better idea to go buy an old 86 than it is to go buy a Miata. And it is a modern Miata. It is the Miata recipe, but with slightly newer stuff.
My only issue
minus
is
some,
like,
reliability.
The platform, if you're into modifying it, the only issue is that people are too diligent on sticking with the FA20. It's a good basic engine.
Yeah, it's
but
fine.
But doing upgrades on it is a nightmare.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Maintenance on them is kind of crappy. Like, if you're going to do a chain on it, it's kind of...
Yeah.
It's not the worst chain that I've seen to do, but it's...
It all sucks.
Not the best.
Fun. It's a boxer. It's going to leak. Your head gasket is going to go at some point.
It's going to knock.
You
they
might,
will knock.
You'll get 100,000 km out of it, probably. And, like, it doesn't really matter how you drive it. You're going to get the same amount of kilometers out. But, like, you're going to... It's gonna blow up.
Yeah.
It just kind of will.
But, like, what I'm saying is, like, the transmission's not bad. You can get
good,
like,
transmissions.
400-500 horsepower.
Good diffs, I think, too.
The transmission's actually based off
a J160.
J160.
Yes.
From a Beams.
Yes.
Which is also.
He did it. He did it.
I swear, he has a corkboard in his room that's like a crazy person with the string and stuff.
The red...
And it's just everything connecting to a Beams.
But that transmission shares the same internals as S15.
Yep.
I
know, we've had this conversation before.
What else did I say?
J160.
Yeah, J160.
I don't know S15. What else did J160.
There was a couple others that had the same internals, 6-speed. It's made by Aizen.
Is it any of, like, the 300 series?
No, Nissan used their own brand for transmissions.
It's a good ASIN transmission.
Yeah, it's a good ASIN transmission. The J160 is the better option because it has a removable bell housing, but the S15 one is still the same. It's still good. But, like, it's technically the same transmission that's in the FRS, so it's, like, looking at modern engines, there are a bunch of good options, and no one does adapter plates for it. Like, the 2AR is an amazing engine. Nobody utilizes it. Like, the AR series, there's so many different variations of them, and they're all making around 200 horsepower.
Mm-hmm.
K series is quite a common swap.
Expensive,
but they work really
they
well.
They do work really well.
Whether you go NA or boosted, like K24, you can make 300 horsepower NA, which is insane. I've never seen anyone put Beams in one.
I was literally just going to say, are we going to talk about your recent purchases, trade negotiation? And B, 3 years from now when it becomes the golden age of GTA 6s,
are we going to Beams it?
Yes, absolutely.
Yes, 100%. It's a car with an engine. Jovi's going to put a Beams in it.
I'm not going to talk about my current trade deals because it's not complete.
Okay.
I feel...
Also, the GR86 that Toyota made with the GR Corolla / GR Yaris drivetrain in it is one of the coolest cars to ever exist.
I don't know why.
Is one of the coolest cars to ever exist.
I feel like they should have done a Toyota 4-cylinder NA option.
I wish there was an option without a boxer. I really wish that.
Scrap the FA20.
Yeah.
You got a Toyota 4-cylinder as a basic option.
Yeah.
And then as like the like ultimate package deal, whatever you want to call it these days, was the turbo engine.
Yeah.
Because it like...
But, okay, the reason they don't do that is because they offer the 4-cylinder Supra now. And the price point between the top trim turboed GR86, GT86 platform would compete directly price and performance wise.
Yeah, but realistically, you're not getting a Supra for less than 80K.
I don't know how much the 4-cylinder ones go for, but I think they're cheaper. Yeah. I think they're hard to get though, but like they make them.
Yeah.
So like there's not really a lot of point for them to set up another, you know, factory or plant or however they fuck their manufacturing process. I don't disagree that it should exist, but I think that's why they don't do that, is because of the 4-cylinder Supra. Because then it's the same car.
Like, you go back in the day, like when the AE86 came out, you had the Celica Supra and the Supra.
It's true.
You had like five cars.
Toyota also has so many fucking cars in their lineup.
Yeah, very similar.
I hate it. I love Toyota, but I hate how many fucking cars they have in their lineup.
But you gotta give Toyota props. They're the only brand currently still making affordable, fun driver cars.
100%. I give them props for that.
Because like, yeah, but BMW still have the M comps, and it's like, sure, they're great cars. They make good power, they look good, they drive good. You're not getting anyone for less than 100K.
Yes.
Yeah.
Like Mercedes, I hate Mercedes, but they do make some good cars. You're not getting anyone for less than 100K.
Yes.
Yeah.
Like.
Yes.
Subaru don't do anything anymore.
I just think Toyota does not need. Toyota can have the RAV4, the Prius, the Tundra, the Tacoma, the Corolla, and the Camry. They don't need a Corolla Cross. They don't need the stupid BZ4X. And they don't need all the other models that I'm forgetting. There's so many fucking cars. There's so many cars. I don't know them all.
Yeah.
It's disturbing.
But it's always been like that.
I hate it.
Like every brand.
I hate it. I hate it so much.
But then you look at Nissan, they're the new Kia.
How are they the new Kia?
They only have the 400Z.
That's like, the only sports car they have.
GTRs you can't really get anymore.
No.
The 400Z.
You know what's crazy as well? I had this thought when I was talking to Michael. You can go buy... Can you still buy brand new R35s?
I don't know.
But they still... Checked. They released them up until at least like 2022 or something. Like, they released them pretty late. And they're exactly the fucking same. That... If you bought like a 2022 GTR, that is the same car as a 2008.
But you're
buying a 15-year-old... But it competes! That's the craziest part, that it still is an incredibly good car.
But you look at the S chassis.
It's insane.
The 13 to the 15, it's even
crazy.
12. The S12 to the S15, they were essentially the same chemistry.
Yeah, it's true.
The suspension is like pretty much interchangeable with all of them. The engines are.
It's true.
Like so many components, they didn't change it because it worked.
Yeah.
And it's the same
with the 86 too. They sold those cars for years.
Yeah,
it was the same thing. They did like a facelift and that was it.
Yeah.
It was like a bumper.
Yeah.
Like
pretty much
just a bumper.
Some interior trim and a bumper, I think it was. But yeah, like if the car works and it's selling, like why change it?
Yeah.
Like that's the problem with today's market, is that, you know, like you can go into the whole thing of like, oh, you know, retention span is less and everything, but it's applying itself to the car market too now, because you're getting a model for like a year or two and then suddenly it's a new model, and it's like the Crosstrek is a perfect example.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Like they're on their third generation already
and they all are the same. They
came out, what, 2016 was their first year, something like that.
I think 14, so, 16, like,
they're on their third generation. The Corolla E86 had,
but
relatively short lifespan. It was only 5 years.
Yeah.
But it didn't change.
The reason Subaru can do that is because they have the global platform.
Yeah.
So they can just, like, they can do whatever the fuck. They could release a new body every year if they wanted to. And it wouldn't really change their numbers very much.
Yeah, I just...
But, and I, that's another argument. I don't really love global platforms, but...
If it ain't broke, don't fix it.
Yeah. I also think, this is a sad hot take, I think the GT86 is the last S chassis. I do not think another sports car will sell that heavily. Because even the GR86, they're not going to sell half it. They're not going to sell a quarter as many as they did GT86.
No, because anybody who wants a GR86 and can't afford it is just going to get a GT86.
But even, yeah, like in the BRZ, like it...
Like why?
Nobody can afford that anymore.
No.
And I don't think they ever... I don't think the weekend car will ever be a thing again.
But we always see...
I don't think there will be a market for
a
that.
A new sports car that's affordable every 10 years. And one always pops up. You go back in time, like 50s. Yeah. You know, you had like MGs coming in.
But they were always there. And they're still there. But the thing that they're not doing is selling. They're selling enough to be made still. But, like, there's never going to be a volume where 10 years after that car was sold, there's a million of them on the road for super cheap. That I don't think that's ever going to happen again.
Yeah,
I can't see... People do not have the money for a fun car. And if they do, they're mega rich and they're not buying a fucking Miata or a GT86 or something.
Yeah, but someone's going to see it as an untapped market. And I guarantee in the next few years, someone's going to be like...
Oh. Yeah, if the economy turns around, 100%.
Because, like, if you can make it, like, a Nissan Kicks for, like, 20 grand, or a Mitsubishi Mirage for 20 grand...
Yeah.
You can make a basic sports car for the same money, and people are going to buy it.
Yeah.
Like, you know...
Some people are, but not as many.
No money, and you're pretty smart with your money, but you know you have to go get a car loan. But you want to get something that's worthwhile that you're going to enjoy. Like, if you've got a 20 grand sports car, kids are going to fly at that.
But, yeah, I don't disagree. I don't disagree that the market's not going anywhere. But, like, 15 years ago, if we were our age, or my age, or your age, or whatever, we would have the money to go buy a brand new fun weekend car. Like, at 23, you could do that. At 25, you could do that. Like, that was the way the economy worked. And I don't think that will happen again. Like, I don't think that there will be a mass selling of sports cars again to get another S-chassis.
I have hope.
I
have so much hope that EVs...
Maybe I need to see my therapist more often, but...
I'm strongly recommending it. It changes thought process. Okay. This is so incorrect.
Fair enough.
I have so much hope that EVs are going to disappear.
I do think EVs are going to disappear.
Because I think they're going
to... Hydrogen is the future.
Yeah, hydrogen is the future. EVs are going to destroy the environment more.
We're already seeing the downfall of EVs.
Yeah, and the infrastructure comes apart.
It has begun. No.
Like, if everybody on your block had an EV and they charged their EV overnight, the power grid would go out.
Yes.
Because
the infrastructure is not there.
Yeah. So, like, how are you going to have a gas station for EVs? Like, yeah, you got the Tesla stations, but, like, they're for Teslas.
Yeah.
And they still take so long to charge.
They take so long to charge, and they have problems all the time. And I've seen in the last 6 months, through the winter that we've had, which was a pretty mild winter.
Very mild, yeah.
Considered, I saw more Teslas on tow trucks than I saw crash cars.
Yes, there's a lot of Teslas.
And people in Edmonton cannot drive.
Yes. Weird thing that I just remembered as well. Toyota is so good at making a hybrid in the Prius. Apparently that's it. Because the Priuses, no fucking problems, ever. Yeah. Since the 90s, they've been selling Priuses, and they've had no fucking
problems.
They just
work.
They just work. RAV4 hybrids, when we worked at the Toyota dealership, do you remember how many goddamn fucking RAV4 hybrids came back as soon as it dropped below zero? And they were like, nothing works.
Yeah.
Every single fucking one of them, as soon as it went below zero, they were all broken. And it was fucking really weird. And it didn't make any sense, because Toyota knows how to make a fucking hybrid, clearly. But my God, the RAV4 hybrids, buy them in this climate.
We only had one Prius in for an electrical issue, and it was because the battery had died, because it had done 400,000 kilometers.
Yeah, yeah.
Find me another hybrid that would do 400,000 kilometers on
We had a wholesale Prius that we got that had, I think, 500,000 K.
Fuck yeah.
I don't remember. You were going to buy it, and then we were going to move. Yeah, but it was clapped. But it worked. Mm-hmm. Boy, did it work. It drove.
Speaking of hybrids, I saw the other day, there's a page I'm on in Facebook. I don't use Facebook often, but it's for small wheels on cars.
Yes.
There's a guy in there who slammed a Honda Insight.
Yeah!
Hell gangster. Yeah. It had like a bunch of camber on the front, but then the rears were like tucked in the covers that they have.
That's sick.
It was gangster.
I want a Honda CR-Z.
Yeah, they're pretty cool.
Only ever production car with a manual hybrid.
Yeah. We had one at Toyota. The college.
Oh. Yeah. There was also one at the Toyota dealership before I worked there.
Yes.
But you had worked there.
Yeah.
But it didn't sell. Jackson was going to buy it, but then he didn't because it needed a battery replacement in the near future. And that's like a $10,000 job. Yeah.
And that's the crazy thing with EVs. It's like, your battery dies in your normal car, it's $100, $200.
Yeah.
Your battery dies in the EV, you genuinely cannot use it. You cannot boost it.
Yes.
$10,000.
Yes.
Like, I had a customer when I went to Kia.
People rave about the fucking maintenance, the lack of maintenance on EVs. Yeah, because it all just goes into one thing.
Yeah. Yeah, rather than spending like a couple grand every few years.
Or two, and then you have to spend like
$10,000 every 3 years, 4 years.
Well, yeah, I don't, like, my Subaru is a 21, and I've had it since 23.
Yeah.
And I haven't done anything to it. I've put no money into it in the almost 2 years that we've had it. I've been like, oil change. That's literally it.
And even the brakes, like,
have it on the brakes.
Brakes are like brand new still. Yeah, you. even my brakes and my Corolla, my 40-year-old brake pads, are still better than your brakes.
Mine work when you step on them.
They work for now, but there's gonna come a day where you get surprised and it's gonna be bad.
It's true, it'll suck.
You're gonna end up on Yegwave.
Give me like a week or two and then I can do them. First priority, wheels.
Obviously.
No, tires, mainly. And then, then brakes.
I gotta get my tires switched over.
Yeah. Well, oil change first, and then... Anyways, it doesn't matter.
We had some interesting events happen over the last 2 weeks. Week, I guess? I don't know.
Did we?
Well, not us personally, but around the world. And the drifting community, especially. We had Thrash Racing, the company that makes seats, really cool seats. They had an event at Apple Valley Speedway this weekend. Animal Style there.
Yes.
Incredible event.
Yeah, that looked dope.
Seeing more footage from that.
Also, Drift Appalachia.
Yeah.
That is one of my favorite fucking...
Yeah.
Let's just talk about that next season, or next episode.
Yeah, we can cover that.
I love Drift Appalachia. It's happening right now, so...
Yeah.
Yeah, we can talk about
it. So fucking cool.
And last weekend was Spring Matsuri at Ebisu, which is an event I would love to attend. Looks absolutely batshit insane.
I hope you guys can hear the dog snoring in the background.
Yeah, she's finally settled down. I saw begging for attention, and she just opened up the chainsaw.
But that's been an hour of Jovi thinking.
Yeah.
He's got to go to bed now.
Now he's got to go to bed.
Yeah, I'm so wiped.
5 p.m.
That was pretty good.
Yeah.
I don't think I did too bad. How badly my brain's working today.
You did better than Ray. Ray got like 3.
I had zero confidence going into that.
I was doing a lot of calculated guesstimation at work today, building the Corolla exhaust. So that's where my brain power went this morning. That's my excuse.
Okay.
Yeah.
I think it's a pretty valid
excuse. Ooh la la. If you made it this far, come to Triple S on Sunday, May 4th between 10 and 4 p.m.
Dino Day.
10 a.m. and 4 p.m. Dino Day.
Corolla's gonna be there.
Corolla will be there. Tool Corp selling merch.
Camry's going to be there.
Camry will be sitting there.
Yep.
It's not going to move, but it'll be there.
We really haven't done anything to that.
No. Corolla's been taking the priority. I'm like pretty much done that video, but I'm waiting till we at least plan on working on it again to release that before.
Well, hopefully we start getting back into
the YouTube should be coming back pretty soon. I think Cole's got a video that's pretty close
to it. We didn't film anything with the Corolla just because...
It's been a rush.
Yeah.
And, yeah.
We're like third weekend of working on it, and it's almost done.
But we'll do a recap of everything that you did.
Yeah, we'll cover it, and we'll do some adventures in it. We'll go drifting in it.
Oh, yeah.
Do some track days in it.
Lots of stuffs.
So stoked.
End of the year, hopefully, it'll see Strato Bash.
Hell yeah, which brother.
Is it will.
Matsuri.
Yeah, it'll
see. Hell yeah, brother.
Follow us, places, buy our merch.
Goodbye.
You know the drill.
You know the drill.